You're listening to SBS News.
The sounds of the last post ring out to commemorate Petty Officer Leonard Walter Howroyd and the 20 other sailors killed on this day 80 years ago while sleeping on board a converted ferry ship. On the 31st of May 1942, three Japanese midget submarines attacked Sydney Harbour. They were launched from a group of five larger submarines waiting off the heads. Two of the midget subs were destroyed before they could fire their torpedoes. The third fired at but missed the USS Chicago, instead sinking HMAS Currabull. Shane Casey from the Australian War Memorial says the event was unprecedented.
The attack came as a complete surprise. Although Australia had been raided many times already by mid-1942 in air raids, nothing of this sort had ever been attempted by the Japanese. The Japanese had launched midget submarines against Pearl Harbour in December 1941, but they were largely ineffective.
For Australians, the attack sent shockwaves across the nation that war had reached our shores.
It really brought home to Australians that their country was vulnerable to attack. And I think that threat hasn't gone away. And it was a wake-up call then. And possibly it has resonance today as well.
But for the Japanese side, victory was almost impossible. Professor Veronica Taylor from the Australian National University explains.
One of the characteristics of Japan's posture, you know, throughout the war was a kind of dogged determination to stay the course, notwithstanding the fact that we now know through many historical records that even elites, politically and in the armed forces of Japan, knew that, the prospect of success was diminishing very rapidly.
But eight decades on, and Australia's relationship with Japan has progressed significantly from enemies of war to allies. The two countries signed a commerce agreement just 15 years after the war, with then Prime Minister Robert Menzies visiting Japan in 1957.
The relationship that the two countries now enjoy is extraordinarily strong. We've achieved levels of trust and cooperation that would have been unimaginable to people on both sides of the relationship during the war period. So there's a lot to be positive and optimistic about.
What is left of the midget submarines now are remnants patched together to recreate a replica. But for Australians, memories of the event will live on forever as a reminder of the night Sydney Harbour was struck. Cecilia Eiley, SBS News.